This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States says it will ban further downloads of the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok beginning in 2 days. The main issue, says U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, is what he calls China's malicious collection of Americans' personal data. Meanwhile, the American company Oracle is trying to finalize a partnering deal with ByteDance, the company that owns both apps, about to go dark in the U.S. for new would-be subscribers. Taiwan's presidential office is urging China to exercise restraint, saying that Beijing's international image is at stake. This after Taiwan sent fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is interpreted as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is there for a three-day visit, the highest-ranking State Department figure to travel to Taiwan in 4 decades. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Still, presidential office spokesman Xavier Chang told reporters that Taiwan's armed forces had a good grasp of the situation and urged people not to be alarmed. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban says his country has drawn up a war plan to defend against a new wave of COVID-19 infections. And he says Hungary's healthcare system is fully prepared to handle a rising number of cases. At the same time, Orban told state radio people needed to keep on living their lives. Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Slovakia have all reported record numbers of virus cases this week. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A spike